Welcome to KILJ's Sunday Focus program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Today is Sunday, March the 1st, and we have a lot to talk about for the month of March. Today is the last day of Shingles Awareness Week. Henry County Public Health and Healthy Henry County Communities advise getting the shingles vaccine is your best defense against developing shingles. If you do get shingles, being vaccinated can reduce your chances of long-lasting pain. Everyone over the age of 50 should receive the shingles vaccine. According to the CDC, 1 in 3 people in the United States will develop shingles. It is a painful, blistering skin condition. Risk factors include getting older and having a previous case of chickenpox. March is officially known as National Nutrition Month. March 11th is Johnny Appleseed Day. March 17th is St. Patrick's Day. And the last 3 days of March have a reputation for being stormy. One of my favorite things to talk about, reading. Read Across America Week 2026 begins on Monday. It is scheduled to run March 2nd through March 6th. Read White and Blue and Champion Kindness are themes for this year. And that's according to the National Education Association. Locally, Mount Pleasant Community School District elementary schools will ramp up their reading this week. Lincoln and Salem elementary schools will celebrate a love for reading and books with fun activities and dress-up days. Dr. Seuss books set the tone for the week. On Monday, wear green with Dr. Seuss, Green Eggs and Ham. On Tuesday, it's Animal or Camo Day with the book, If I Ran the Zoo. On Wednesday, it's Wacky Wednesday. Read the book and wear mismatched socks, backwards shirts, the day is out of whack. And on Thursday, it's Favorite Color Day. The Mount Pleasant Community School District Scholastic Book Fair is in full swing this week. And remember, Family Fun Fair is on Thursday night. The Mount Pleasant School District Spring Scholastic Book Fair will run Monday through Friday this week at Central Campus Gym. That's in the 100 block of West Franklin Street. Choose from a wide selection of books and items ranging from preschool to middle school. All proceeds from the book fair benefit the district libraries. Spring parent-teacher conferences for Mount Pleasant families coincide with the book fair and will be held on Thursday afternoon and Friday morning, March 5th and 6th. On Thursday, an evening of family fun is planned as the district holds its fourth annual Family Fun Fair. This event is from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Mount Pleasant Community School District Central Campus on Franklin Street. Community resources will be available from over 30 agencies offering valuable information for families. The Family Fun Fair also includes a free dinner, inflatables, face painting, prizes, and giveaways for all ages. And remember, the Mount Pleasant School District will not have school on Friday, March the 6th because of parent-teacher conferences.
Well, I'm not the kind to live in the past. The years run too short and the days too fast. The things you lean on are things that don't last. Well, it's just now and then my line gets cast into these time passages.
On Sunday, March the 8th, 1 week from today, we enter daylight savings time and we spring forward 1 hour. Daylight savings time will end on Sunday, November the 1st. Now on Sunday, March the 8th at 2 a.m., clocks are turned forward 1 hour to 3 a.m. local daylight time instead. Sunrise and sunset will be about an hour later on March the 8th than the day before, and there will be more light in the evening and less light in the morning. It's also called spring forward, summertime, and daylight savings time.
We'll sing in the sunshine. We'll
Speaking of spring, the first day of spring this year is March the 20th. This is the astronomical beginning of the spring season in the Northern Hemisphere and the autumn season in the Southern Hemisphere. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday's Focus program right here at KILJ, 105.5 FM, 98.5 FM, and AM 1130. Also join us at KILJ.com. I'm Lisa Grillo. Here's to reading a good book and having a great week.